The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 25th of June, 2018. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off with our lovely folks over at Apple today. Basically forewarning anybody out there that decides to jailbreak their iPhone. Now, in case you missed this, Apple actually refreshed and re-released a document towards the end of last week. Basically cautioning iPhone users from installing any software hacks to iOS. Meaning, jailbreaking. Apple actually pretty much says you shouldn't jailbreak. Jailbreaking will make your iPhone run worse, and it will also leave it vulnerable to hackers. Plus, here's the big one. It may also make it ineligible for service at any Apple stores. In case you want to check out the whole thing, well, head on over to the support page. You'll see that the date now says June 15th, 2018. The previous version, 2016. Staying with Apple iPhone news and having to do with security, we pretty much know that getting into an iPhone ain't exactly the most easiest thing, particularly past the passcode. In a lot of cases, you get the passcode wrong too many times, you may never get back into the thing. However, though, it seems like a hacker has found a way. Hacker House cybersecurity firm has apparently discovered a way to actually bypass the device's security measures. And according to them, even if it's running the latest version of iOS. What do they do to achieve this? Well, apparently, the hacker will only need a turned-on locked phone and one of those lightning cables that you can pretty much find everywhere now. They said when the iPhone is plugged in, a hacker sends its passcode guesses using a keyboard input instead of using the screen. And basically by doing it this way, it gives them unlimited tries to get the thing open. Now, believe it or not, Apple's actually sent out a statement regarding this, saying that its devices have no vulnerability. The report about a passcode bypass on iPhone was an error and a result of incorrect testing. Hacker House is yet to reply. Hey, I don't know if it's Hacker House just looking for some publicity or not, but let's just face it, at the end of the day, if a hacker wants in, they're probably gonna get in. Hey, WhatsApp users out there using it on Windows Phone. Yeah, I'm talking about all four of you out there. Been having a problem with notifications for WhatsApp? Well, no more. Yes, WhatsApp's finally said, oh yeah, we forgot about that other phone. So they released an update over the weekend, a minor one as they're calling it, so they could address the new bug with the messaging service. The update version, by the way, is 2.18.132.0 and apparently will fix the incorrect notifications on the tile. Plus, according to WhatsApp, they've also done some under-the-hood changes and more bug fixes. They didn't state what those were, though. Finally, oh, the world of progress that we have seen when it comes to computers getting smaller and smaller and smaller. As I'm sure a lot of you know, IBM actually has the world's smallest computer. Scratch that. Had the world's smallest computer. That's right, because the University of Michigan has produced something a lot smaller. I mean, a lot smaller. Now, really, actually, it's just a temperature-sensing computer, but technically, it's still a computer. And it only measures 0.04 cubic millimeters. That's about a tenth of the size of IBM's former record-setter computer. Let me put this into a little bit different terms for you so you can really see the scale of this thing. Take a grain of rice, then put this thing next to the grain of rice. You will see the grain of rice before you see this computer. In fact, the grain of rice looks like the Death Star next to the thing. As for what this computer could be used for, well, as you probably guessed it, medical purposes. Like a sensor that can measure changes in extremely small regions of your body. Makes you wonder if IBM's gonna try and top it. Then again, if anybody even does top it, we may never know, because we can't see the damn thing. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yep, that's our website. You hear me talk about each and every episode. That is where you find our podcast, our blog, and review section over there for you. Get subscribed to all those things today so you can stay up to date on the latest that's happening in tech. Also, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our lovely BTN community, where it's always happening and it's always fun, come join in. We'd love to have you. britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be returning to you tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself one lovely Monday. And thank you very much for listening.